Oh, wow. This has been great this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Woo. It is so good to have all of our brothers and sisters here with us this morning. All of us joining together in the sound of the angel's song. Right? Hasn't it sounded like from the beginning this morning, or from the front this morning, there's been an angel choir with us? Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Well, today we are going to, in just a moment, focus in on the continuing story that we've been looking at here at Edmison, the preparing for Christ's coming. And today we're going to look at the shepherd's tale, the angel's choir, all of that. But before we do, let's just take a moment. Just to be quiet, all right? Like the shepherds were out in the fields that night, just watching over their sheep, there was just quietness. There was stillness. And it's great to be able to join in the joy and the celebration, but it's also good just to quiet in our hearts and to just to know the presence and the peace of Jesus here with us right now. So as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God this morning, let us just take a moment just to center ourselves, allow the Holy Spirit of God to clear out all those things that have been hindering us this last week, all the sins that have so easily entangled us, and let us fix our eyes right now on Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let us do so in that spirit of stillness so that we can prepare our hearts to hear God speak to us through the song of the angels this morning. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in the quietness of these moments, that we can commune with you, we can have that sense of fellowshipping with you, with your Spirit. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the way that you do reveal yourself in quietness and in stillness, which is our strength. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you that you pour into us that joy as we just are still before you and knowing that you are God in the midst of all the hustle and bustle of this season, in the midst of all of the push and the shove of everything around this Christmas time, Lord, we just thank you that we can just, as the shepherds did, just be still out in the fields and to just know your presence. When it breaks into our world, when it breaks into our life, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way that you help us to really see things in a very different way. And we pray that for this Christmas, Lord. We pray that you would help us to really see you in a very different way this morning. And as we prepare our hearts for not just the coming of you, Lord Jesus, as the baby in a manger, but as we prepare for your coming again. Oh, Lord, we know that you have promised us that you will come again to receive us, to take us, to be with you for all eternity. And, Lord, that is the joy that is just residing in us today. And so, Lord, we pray that as we reflect on this Christmas, part of the Christmas story this morning, that you would just open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears, Lord, so that we can hear the angel voices singing that song of salvation for the world, for us, first and foremost, but, Lord, for the whole world today. Oh, Lord, give us ears to hear, hearts to understand, a real desire to know you and to know the peace that comes as we center our lives in you. Oh, Lord, we welcome you here into this place today. We are worshiping you, Lord Jesus. And we just pray that you would now give us ears to hear the word that you have for us today, and that we would not miss the sound of the angels' voices singing to our hearts today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You know, as I was preparing for the message today, another childhood memory came flooding into my mind. It was when I was just a really little kid, long time ago. You know, for back in the mid-1960s, okay, that kind of dates me a little bit, okay? But back in the mid-1960s, one of the pioneering children's Christmas specials that came on the scene was A Charlie Brown's Christmas. And, you know, it's become a classic today. And, you know, Snoopy and Charlie and all the gang, you know, they were going to celebrate Christmas, and Charlie Brown was having a hard time finding the true meaning of Christmas, the true joy of Christmas. He just couldn't find it anywhere. And, you know, it was just ho-hum, you know. And in this classic kids cartoon of the day, there's an iconic moment when Charlie Brown is getting frustrated and he's getting discouraged with all the commercialization of Christmas, the focus on money and on shopping, on the tinsel and the lights, and he cries out this question: isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? You know, when I think about that question, I marvel at how Charles Schulz, the writer of the Peanuts cartoons, the one who produced this special way back in 1965, he was lamenting, that question that Charlie Brown says, was lamenting how Christmas was changing, the whole meaning of Christmas was being lost. And really, he was like a prophet in his day, because that was almost 60 years ago. What is it like today? What is Christmas like today? Is there anyone who knows today what the meaning of Christmas is all about? You know, after letting out his cry, Charlie Brown, you know, he's standing there. He's trying to figure it all out. And after he lets out his cry, someone comes forward. Linus comes forward. That insecure Linus, who always had his thumb in his mouth. He had his little blankie over his shoulder, which was his security blanket. And he comes up to Charlie Brown and he says, I can tell you what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. And he gives Charlie Brown a beautiful answer to his question.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. It's about the beautiful, that beautiful song of heaven, sung by the angel choir, praising God and proclaiming the birth of the Savior of the world to those lowly shepherds out on the hillsides. It's about the glory of God's presence breaking in to the darkness and bringing a message of joy to the world. That message that we've been just singing about a few moments ago. You know, when I think of this story of the angels and the shepherds, I wonder something, though. Where has the joy of that first Christmas morning gone? Where has it gone? And a number of years ago, in my one of my previous churches, we put on a Christmas drama where a husband and wife were talking about that very question. Why were they experiencing a lack of joy at Christmas? And this was the dialogue that took place in that this one section of the play, where Marcia says to her husband, why do you think Christmas changes when we get older? And Phil says, I don't know. I think we lose the sense of wonder. How wonderful it all is. We seem to accept the manger as just fact, just part of life. But it's more. And Marcia replies, it is life. And Phil says, that's right. We can't just take it all in as part of a package. It has to be wonderful every time. To which Marcia responds, but it's not. And I don't know why. And then Phil says, it still is wonderful. Even if you don't feel it for a time, the time being. And here's the key. He says, the angel's song doesn't change just because we can't hear it right now. You know, in our society right now, we have a problem. All around us, we have this problem. We can't hear the angel's song anymore at Christmas. You know, the angel's song, Phil says, doesn't change just because we can't hear it. You know, this Christmas dialogue raises an interesting question. Where is the joy of Christmas to be found? Where is it to be found? And as we read that story, as we listen to that story from Linus, and as we read it in the scriptures in Luke's gospel, we understand that the joy of Christmas is to be found in the song of the angels. What they sang to those shepherds. But have you noticed how the song of the angels has been drowned out by so much noise today? It's been drowned out. So much so that it becomes like wallpaper. You know, wallpaper, you put it up on the wall or you have it on your computer screen, and after a while, you just don't even notice it anymore, right? You just don't notice it. It's there, but you don't notice it. You know, nowadays, you know, if you watch Netflix or anything like that, there's so many like Christmas rom-com specials that come up every year. Oh, it just seems like you can, if you watch one, you'll watch them all because they've got the same message. Or we've got greeting. We go out and get the same greeting cards every year and we send them to family. Or we send an e-greeting card. And it's just like wallpaper. It's like background music. You know the background music that you hear in the stores now? As soon as November comes, Christmas stuff is out. Christmas music is playing in the background. We hear all the message of the angels in those songs that are playing. They're all familiar Christmas carols, Christmas hymns, all that kind of stuff. But is anybody really listening? Anybody really listening? It's just background music. Nobody's noticing anymore the song of the angels. You know, we welcome the warm familiarity of the songs, the stories, the images of Christmas. But what about the Savior of the world? What about the Savior of the world? Are you welcoming Him? Are you aware that all the song of the angels is pointing to Him, the Savior of the world? Now, this is the question that comes to mind when we hear the angels' song. Are we truly listening? Are we listening? You know, this question reveals a truly significant problem that we're facing today. As those who believe in Jesus Christ and as those who want to get the message of the angels out to everybody else, the problem that we're facing today is that we have a collective problem with our senses. You know, Jesus recognized that problem long ago, back in his day. And he confronts the disciples and those who were listening to him about the same thing that we're experiencing today, just on a very different level. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said this to his disciples and to those around him. This is the problem. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Did you catch that? The problem today with people not hearing the angel song is that people have no way of hearing. No desire to hear, no eyes to see, no heart to understand. And why is that? Why is that? You know, Jesus said, if they turned, if they had ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand, I would turn to them and I would heal them. I would heal them. You know, we discovered so profoundly during the pandemic not so long ago that everyone was looking for a cure for what was ailing us as a society. We were told by our government leaders to trust the science. The science will get us through. It will save us. We should put our trust in science because we can see the tangible results. We can see that it's making a difference. You know, and our collective psyche as human beings We wanted there to be a cure. We wanted there to be something that would save us collectively. And so we turned to science. You know, and that's not just through the pandemic. That was, you know, we're a product of modern scientific age that we're living in. You know, that scientific age that says seeing is believing. We will only believe something if we see the results. Unless I see it, I won't believe it. Unless the facts can be verified and proven to be sound, I won't believe it. We're living in those days when the philosophies of this world is that we have to see something to believe it. But there's a problem. There's a bigger problem. Because we are also products of postmodernism. We're all products of postmodernism. In our postmodern society or in our world, everything is being deconstructed around us. That which we once relied on to be true is no longer trusted today. The truth has become whatever you want it to be. That's one of the products of a postmodern society. How can you be certain about the truth? And as a result, the Christmas song of the angels has been fading further and further into the background as people label the stories of Jesus' birth as just fantastical myths. It couldn't have happened. Angels, what? No, there's no such thing as angels. No, there's no such thing. You can't have a virgin having a baby. Well, how can you believe any of this stuff? What is truth? You know, we shouldn't be surprised about that because, you know, as Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 5, that in the last days, that scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming?" He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of the water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. But the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Wow. And we're living in these days, my friends. We're living in these days when the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his coming again are openly scoffed at and ridiculed by people around us. The song of the angels is being drowned out by the philosophies of this world. Charlie Brown's question is still echoing today, louder and louder. Is there anyone out there who knows what Christmas is really all about? Are there any Linuses out there? Are there any Linuses in here today? Are there any? Are there any Linuses who will break through our insecurities and let go of our security blankets to step forward and say, "I hear the angel's song. I hear the music of heaven, and I believe the good news of great joy that is the light of the world breaking into the darkness of our times." Listen again to the song that the angels sang. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Good news of great joy. The gospel is breaking in. And it's for who is it for? Is it just for me and for you? No, it's for all people. All people. Do we hear that? From every nation, tribe, language, tongue. Oh yeah, last night was a great celebration here with Rest Place Ministers. Amen, those who were here? Yeah, many different languages being praising to God, many different movements. Woo! You know, God is stirring up all people. He wants this message to be heard by all people. And the message is that today, the angel said, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Where? In your neighborhood, he told the shepherds. You're just outside of Bethlehem. It's in your neighborhood that I am, that the Lord is coming to. Coming to a neighborhood near you. And that's true today, too. That song is still echoing. Christ has come to your neighborhood. To your street. To your friends, your family members. The angel's song is still reverberating. Christ the Lord has come. He's been born to you. And who is he? Well, he is the Savior of the world, Christ the Lord, the Messiah, God in the flesh, born as a little baby. How will we recognize him? The angels told the shepherds, how will we recognize him? You will recognize him. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. In other words, he's come to you in a very ordinary way. He's breaking into your daily life. He's breaking into your ordinary existence. Strips of cloth, a dirty manger. That was the ordinary life for a shepherd. Things that they could relate to. Ordinary ways. The glory of God breaking into the darkness in a very simple yet very profound way. And then the angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Yes, this message of the angels, the song of the angels is for all of us to take to heart, like Linus, and be willing to stand up and say, I know the true meaning of Christmas. Here it is, Charlie Brown. For the good news of God is breaking into the darkness. Into the darkness. The only question is, what are you going to do with that message? You're going to be like Linus? You're going to tell other people about the song of the angels so that they can start to sing it too? Listen to what the shepherds did when they heard the angels' song. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The angels proclaimed that song, and it was true. They went and they saw. The shepherds believed what the angels said to them. And isn't that true about that the angel's song today? That song that is still reverberating around the world, in your heart, my heart. Isn't that true? You know, if we're going to respond the way the shepherds did, you know, it all has to do with how are we receiving the message from the angels? How have we received this message? If we harden our hearts and don't listen for the music of heaven, we will in the end have no reason to celebrate. For there will be no joy, no peace. As we read just a few moments ago, there will be judgment. Judgment. For that's what is coming when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead. So, if we are going to receive the message as the shepherds did, we will have a reason to rejoice. For here this morning is what's so different about the philosophies of our world today. It's not about seeing is believing. It's about believing is seeing. And that's what the shepherds remind us of. The shepherds went and they saw and they were amazed. They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And when the music of heaven had touched their hearts, it fanned into flame a faith that opened their eyes to see the awesome wonder of the Christ child, and they couldn't contain their joy. You know, are you looking for a joy infusion today? Then see with your spiritual eyes and believe and see who Jesus really is. And when they had seen him, Matthew says, or Luke says, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Oh. You know, when they went and they saw the song of the angels just filled their hearts. As this angel's song began to resonate in their hearts, they felt this joy well up that they had to just tell everybody else. They had to share the message. And when they shared the message, as the angel's song began to resonate in their hearts, it began to resonate in everyone else's hearts too. Mary. You know, this is amazing when Luke brings this part of the story in. The shepherds, when they come to Mary, what begins to happen in Mary? Mary hears the message. Here's the song of the angels. And it confirms to her everything that the angel had said to her about her son who was just born, that Jesus was the Savior of the world. And we're told that Mary treasured all of these things in her heart. She was touched. She was moved. She was filled with the spirit of joy. And she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And so the question today that I put out there for you is this. Are you willing to join in the proclamation of the song of heaven with the shepherds? Are you willing to take that allow the song that was sung by the shepherds about this, the coming of Jesus, our Savior, the song of the coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords? And are you willing to take that in and then share it out this Christmas with anyone and everyone? that comes across your path. You know, the question that comes again is what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Oh, we've received this invitation to join in the song of heaven. And sometimes we have this feeling that, oh, you know, God, you've promised us that you're going to be coming again, but we're still waiting for that day. And like Charlie Brown, we can be a little discouraged at what we see around us and people who are not responding. But this is what Peter encourages us, again, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. He says this: do not forget this one thing, my friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone come to repentance. Everyone to come to the hearing of the song of the angels. Do you hear it yet? Do you hear it? Is it resonating in your heart? Do you hear it? Then in chapter 10, verses 35 to 38, we're again reminded by the writer of Hebrews these words about as we wait for the coming of Christ. He says, don't throw away your confidence, Linus. Insecure Linus is out there. Don't throw away your confidence, for it will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and not delay. But my righteous ones will live by faith. And if we shrink back, if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are of those who believe and are what? Saved. Our confidence, our peace, our joy comes from where? Our confidence in knowing that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has come and is coming again. Amen? I think we need to clap on that one. Yeah, I'm feeling like we need to bring a little bit of the spirit of last night into here, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so, you know, these words, you know, this just says to me, do we hear the song of the angels? If so, let's open our hearts up today. Welcome Jesus, the source of our great joy here and now. You know, one of my many favorite Christmas songs is this one. We aren't singing it today, but this is one of my favorites at Christmas time because it speaks about what the angels had declared to the shepherds. It's called Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. And these are the words: Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for the holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for thee. Is there room in your heart today for Jesus? When the heavens shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yes, there is room. There is room at my side for thee. My heart will rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. Charlie Brown cries out, is there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? I do, says Linus. This is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Let's pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to just come into your presence and just reflect on this part of the Christmas story and the angels singing. Lord, I just pray that everyone's heart today, we would hear the angel song sing gloriously in each of our hearts. Oh, Lord, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand, and a real joy to be able to share with others this Christmas the song of the angels. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.